the plight of a couple whose only daughter insists on marrying a foreigner and staying abroad has gone viral recently in China. The Chinese parents sold their house to support their daughter's study in the U.S., but her decision of staying in the U.S. and marrying an American guy apparently has deeply hurt the parents' feelings. The father regrets that the worst decision was to send their daughter to study overseas. Let's look at the details of this story first.
Yes. So about 10 years ago, the Chinese couple in Shenzhen sold their 110 square meter house and changed it into a small one to financially support their daughter to go to college in the United States. But 10 years later, probably now, their daughter's decision was to stay in the United States and marry an American guy. Zhang Yong was the 61-year-old father. He has tried to persuade his daughter to come back and even threatened her by saying cutting off the family bond with her, but she still insisted in staying in the United States. The daughter hasn't called her father for 2 weeks due to this dispute, and the couple is really sad, and they've been paying for pretty much everything the daughter need when she's still in college. And they set the rule pretty clear at the beginning, saying that we don't want you to date foreign guys because we don't want you to stay there. We want you to finish your education and come back and work in China. But apparently that was not in the heart of the daughters.
Welcome to being a parent. You're going to have to pay for your kids' stuff until they make money, but I feel like this guy's, in a way, selfish. He seems like he's more worried about his retirement, maybe. And if he was so much more, like, about his daughter and being there, maybe he would just be like, wow, I'm happy that she found love, despite what it is, or who it is. That should never be the case. But I'm happy she found love, but instead he's like, I'm not leaving, and I'm not going over there, and this is ridiculous, and I'm going to cut her off, and we haven't talked for 2 weeks. There's times where I go without talking to my family for 2 weeks. It doesn't seem like a long time, nor that big of a deal. But, you know, this comes down to the kind of Romeo and Juliet, Montague and Capulet type analogy, where it can be differences between countries, it can be differences between families. And it, you know, in one circumstance, people can rally around, oh yeah, that foreigner. But then, you know, maybe if it's just something as different as a family's, if we just look at differences all the time, there's always going to be something to say, that's not, this is not for me or for my daughter or this and that. And we all know how Romeo and Juliet ends. You know, people, when they're pushed by their families, do sad things, and then you might end up not having a connection to your daughter anymore. So that's what's, I think, really sad about this.
I think it's very sad when you see a family that must be very close to each other to have such a huge, maybe, conflict or dispute that's mm-hmm. very difficult to reconcile, as the fact that the daughter and her parents have not spoken only for 2 weeks, and apparently this is a big deal.
Yeah.
So they must be very close.
Yeah,
and also the parents probably think that, why did my daughter's life decisions not go according to plan? As, you know, the parents did say that, yes. You know, here are the ground rules, despite the fact that we're living in different continents, that you're studying in the U.S. and probably pursuing a job there, but, you know, dating, there is one stipulation there. But that's not how life unravels, I guess. And there are things that you can't really predict, particularly when it comes to emotion and relationship, those,
you know,
kind of things.
I would be interested to see if this guy has ever been to the U.S. or just, you know, yeah, let's say the U.S. because she's dating or married to a foreign guy, right? You know, when you go to a different country, you change. But if you've never left your box, you'll only know what, you know, like the certain, you'll never really know maybe what his daughter knows. He'll always just, he's never grown past maybe China. But then his daughter has grown so much more and probably realized that at the end of the day, like, we are all the same, really. And so he'll never have that growing experience if he never leaves his house, if he never gets off his front door, gets out of his front door. But his daughter, you know, maybe it is the worst decision he ever made, and he thinks that way because She grew, and maybe he never wanted her to grow in that way.
And the guy probably doesn't want to grow himself. He doesn't want to leave China.
But imagine if the world was like that. Imagine if the world had that mentality. What it would be like.
Well, there are some people who hold that view.
Yeah.
And I think that's perfectly fine if that's a person's decision, I suppose. And also, like, Ryan, I think you did make a very good argument about, is this a matter of difference in opinion?
It's just differences, yeah.
Difference in
just
opinion
focusing
and
on differences.
Fundamentals.
Yeah.
And when that has occurred, and in a way it is the father, the mother, versus the daughter, as their opinion has grown into such to wide different ends of a spectrum.
Yeah.
And I wonder if that is the issue, or maybe it's just distance. Maybe it's not so much that it is so, what's so different about people, but maybe it's the fact that the physical distance is so huge, then it makes a lot of plans for this old couple, or, you know, what they see in their life, very difficult to achieve.
You know, netizens are saying, so this has become a hot topic, netizens are talking about how it would be difficult for him this late in his life to go to maybe the U.S. and to be that kind of, to accept that new kind of lifestyle. And, you know, I guess I see this from a very dramatically different perspective, because I'm from a country that has no one race, really. I mean, it's the U.S. is just a mixed bag of immigrants. If you take me, for example, yeah, I'm Caucasian, but I'm not 100% English. I'm not one, you know, I'm like a mixture of all these different Europeans that had to mix together and saw differences in themselves at that time. So, you know, an Irish guy going over to his German girlfriend's family, of course, that's a culture that I assure you is just as different as any other culture. But we've mixed for so long in our short history. And I think China's a country that in many ways, you know, is 95% Han Chinese. There hasn't been that kind of culture that is like in the U.S. So I think that's where I come into play like this, is because this is nothing, I think. Difference is a daily occurrence in the U.S. So I think when she came, maybe went to the U.S., she maybe saw that was the culture. Maybe she liked it, and that was just her experience. Whereas maybe, you know, China is a country with a long history of traditions and whatnot that maybe hasn't seen the kind of change that happens in the U.S.
See, here, I personally won't blame the parents, like, 100% here, because I feel like, well, the girl has been studying in the United States since her college time. That's, like, 18-something. So she didn't actually established a very traditional Chinese beliefs in her. So when she's there, she sees a lot of things, and she wanted to live the American way. But think about how she got there in the first place. The parents of her actually spent a lot of money, and it's like 300,000 a year, and it's been 10 years.
But do you own the kid at that point?
Of course not. And my point here is, you've seen the world. You started to understand the beauty of the outside world. Did you try to change your parents during all that experience? Did you try to talk to them, let them understand what
Absolutely.
Kind of beautiful life Absolutely. You're living? No, she didn't. During their yearly, like, everyday phone call, not every day, every week phone call, that the girl did is to at first complain about the difficulties in life, and sometimes ask for money, and later on hiding the fact that she's been dating three boyfriends. After she's been dating all those three boyfriends, she was not coming forefront with her parents. She didn't try to change them. All she did was, after 10 years, after they believe that she's still the little girl they raised, all of a sudden she said, okay, I think it's a great place, I'm gonna stay here. So she didn't make her effort at all.
You're right. Maybe it's just we just see things black and white. My parents, they've never tried to own me, but they've given me everything they wanted. They want me to be happy. They want me to find my way. If you think the later of what you just said is the better way, that they own you and your decisions are their decisions because they gave you that stuff, I don't know. I don't think you should have kids if you're not willing to let them be their own persons. But you know what? I'll also make a different example here. Both my parents have come to China, And, you know, they maybe thought all these different things before they got here. But once they came here, they fell in love with it. They loved it. My mom's been back 3 times since. She thinks it's amazing. I can't get her away from certain areas of Beijing because she loves the food. She loves the culture. She loves certain aspects of just this city. But we've traveled together. They've fallen in love and seen the same things I've seen. And we're cut from the same cloth. I know that because I'm their son. And so I think that maybe this girl's parents, if they just try, because this is a huge world and you should try new cultures and new experiences. Otherwise, you never grow as a human being and understanding never grows. But maybe they'll find they like it. I would also say, though, too, that this guy, this American guy, okay, this American guy should be putting forth just as much effort in realizing that his wife is from a different culture and that he should try to be doing things like learning Chinese, trying to make a connection with his in-laws, you know, celebrate her culture. He's very lucky that his wife has chosen to maybe live with him in the U.S. That's really cool, dude. Reciprocate. Give back. Let her know her family is just as important. I think there's a lot he can be doing, too, and I'll give you that.
Well, I agree that if the parents try, they may find it much more fun and beautiful. Maybe they wanted to live in the United States later on.
But, or maybe not. Maybe they just like it.
Yeah, we don't know that. But yeah. My point is not they should own the daughter. It's that it's when you reach the age of 18, you have the responsibility to somehow affect your parents if you want them to be more like you instead of the other way around, always have them telling you what to do. So try to communicate with them. And I believe our listeners are all like at a certain age. So don't always blame your parents for not understanding you. Try to communicate with them. Try to let them understand you. Let them in. Open your heart.
Yes, but okay, so the reason why Romeo and Juliet is such a famous story and all around the world is because I think everybody can relate, whether it's two Chinese families or two people from two different countries. Families often want different things than what the kids want. I mean, the kids fall in love. And sure, it's not easy, but nothing easy is worth having. Okay. And so, yeah, maybe they have the cards stacked against them and maybe they haven't talked to for 2 weeks. And that's sad. I hope they work their feelings out. I mean, that would be horrible to lose your parents. But at the same time, too, maybe she has found that kind of love. And, you know, when you, like the story goes, you know, when you found that kind of love, you're willing to sacrifice anything, even yourself.
Well, I hope people find love and for regardless love. Reason that they've love, gotten love. Married yes and decided to live in a different country as their family. And I think there are many worries in the heart of the parents. One of them being they simply don't know very much about the U.S. and they don't understand English, and they probably feel it's, I mean, trying is one thing. Maybe they don't want to try, but that's a different issue. Maybe
they just feel they're older, you know, and it would be a change too hard for them to make.
Yes, that kind of thing. So that could be one of the worries. And also just the thought that you won't be able to communicate with your son-in-law. And in China, we have a very strong bond in families. That's the traditional way. I know families are changing right now, but with this case and story, the daughter and parents call each other probably every week, so I suppose they're pretty close. And welcoming a son-in-law in your family that you can't even talk to each other and don't understand each other's culture, and the young family will be living in a different continent. Those are major things that could worry this couple. Further, there is another side of the discussion that some people are pinpointing at. That is, things are not going according to plan. Basically, the parents think that the daughter is not keeping her end of the bargain. And her end of the deal is, according to the parents, should that be that she would come back to the same country, be close, physically closer with her parents. But now, that doesn't seem necessarily to be the case. And how are the older couple gonna live their retirement life?
Money isn't love. Money isn't a relationship with your parents. If my parents tried to do this, I would try to give them back all the money and I'd say, I hope this makes up for the son you just lost. Because obviously you thought there was a price tag on making my decisions in my life. No way. But you know what? I want to say too, though, in talking about this dude, because we're talking about this girl, right? This Chinese girl. But let's say this American guy. You know, I feel like this guy, too, could be doing so much to alleviate these problems. I mean, chivalry doesn't have to be dead. The guy should definitely try to understand, because, you know, that's one thing that I've felt and understood living in China, is that tradition is so strong. And that's so beautiful. And that's one of the things that make this country so special, right? So this guy needs to understand where this girl is coming from and where her family's coming from. And sure, you know, maybe he should throw out the hand and be the first to make that gesture because of that strong tradition. And that's where he could really shine, in learning Chinese and maybe just giving her parents a call and practicing Chinese for 6 months, giving her parents a call and trying to have a conversation and saying, oh, and I just bought a ticket for me and her. We're going to come out and see you.
Just like Mike Zuckerberg, who's actually really fluent in Mandarin right now since he's married to a lady that's got a grandma who only understands Chinese, apparently. But I think when I talk about the retirement life that this old couple has envisioned for themselves, it's not just about money. Money is not always the top issue here, and I'm glad to see that. It's about family. It's about who comes to see you and visit you.
But you've been talking about price tags and how much they invested in the daughter. Why would that come to play if it was just that, then?
Because when we say they invest in a daughter, it's not like all about the money. It's all about, their daughter has been the center of their life for so long time. So they think she is their hope in the future, and they wanted to maybe take care of her kids when she gave birth to a teeny tiny baby, and they wanted to see how she lives her life. They wanted to be closer, and that is, I'm not saying it's right, I'm just saying it's the fundamental mentality in these people. And you know, in Chinese characters, when you have the character I love, you have a heart in it, well, the traditional version of it. And the word qin, or related to relative or being close, that character has a part of meet or see each other in the character. That being said, if you want to be close relatives, you need to see each other. You need to see each other many times enough so that you know what they're doing. And I know parents should live their own life. They may be able to take care of themselves, but they don't have the meaning of life anymore for this couple. They are just goes day by day and thinking about their girl who they don't really recognize anymore. And that's just sad.
Yeah, I mean, I think it is sad, especially that they can't reconcile their differences. I do feel like, you know, I think sometimes it hurts to see your kids go and live their life, and sometimes that's not centered around you. I haven't been there yet, but I think when I left the house when I was 18 and my mom saw me walk out the door, I was her little baby, the last one in the family. I know she was very upset, but she, at the same time, she didn't want me to feel bad about it. She wanted me to go out and live my life because she did the same. And I mean, maybe that's just the difference in our families and whatnot. But I think, you know, this is when love finds differences and overcomes those differences. I think it's a beautiful thing. And I think these parents should celebrate that their daughter maybe found someone that she really does care about. And maybe they could try to be a little more involved in the American guy's life. Vice versa, the American guy should try really, really, really hard to make them feel part of the family. And I think we wouldn't have these kind of problems.
Yeah, I think families do operate in a very different way. And like Ryan, what you said earlier, I guess when your mom said goodbye to you as she was sending you off to college, to some extent, that was a huge goodbye.
It was the last goodbye.
And for Chinese families, at that same moment, it's not a goodbye. It's just, we'll see you very soon. because very that's how Chinese families work.
Yes.
As this is only another part of your life that your family, your parents are going to continue to financially support you and paying probably a little bit even more for some people as they go to college. And then after that, mom and dad are often saving up to pay for your down payment to buy a house. And after that, when you have kids, mom and dad are often ready. Sometimes they're forced to to some extent because they feel the obligation to look after your kids. So not always is money directly involved, but money is there. And all that effort and attention and time and energy the older generation has showered on you, don't they deserve some sort of return in some way? I think that is how Chinese families work.
Maybe. I also think love is often being more selfless, more saying, wow, I miss her, but God, she's happy. And maybe that's just me. And like you said, we come from different walks of life here. And I mean, I can understand, too, that they're upset. But, you know, I mean, I guess with my family, it was like the last goodbye I would say living in a house and saying goodbye to my mom every day. That was the last goodbye I would say to her in the same house. But she's always been present in my life. And I think this American guy should remember where he came from and also be very present in his wife's family's relationship. I think that'll make a lot of these problems go away.
I think this news story is very relevant today because I think time and space has changed in the modern day. And for Chinese people who are very mobile these days, maybe your offspring is not living in a different continent, but could be living in a different province.
Yeah.
And older people's retirement life, the twilight years look very different now than they used to be. So sometimes maybe parents need to think about this as well, that your kid, nor is your spouse, should be the sole source of happiness and security. And that's one growing up thing everybody has to go through.